KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 61. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 32. Overcast skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 45. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The House Ag Committee will be holding Farm Bill listening sessions throughout the country this year, as well as hearings in D.C. That, according to Representative Sherry Bustos, an Illinois Democrat, she chairs the Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities and Risk Management. She said she's full of questions for people who farm for a living to make sure the policy that will impact their families and their livelihoods, that they're getting it right for the 2023 Farm Bill. The Subcommittee on Conservation and Forestry kicks off the schedule with a hearing on Wednesday this week on conservation programs, which would be substantially expanded under the Build Back Better bill. A House Ag Subcommittee is set to gather the next day to explore sustainability in the livestock sector. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association debate over possible cash trading requirements takes special importance following the American Farm Bureau's announcement opposition to the cash trade mandate in the bipartisan bill led by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska and Chuck Grassley of Iowa. If NCBA also opts to come out against cash trade requirements, the opposition of two of the biggest ag policy players in D.C. could leave the market reforms in serious jeopardy. While nothing will be official until NCBA board meets on Thursday, the organization's subcommittee studying the issue is set together on Wednesday. NCBA already has policy on the books opposing market mandates, so a change to that position will present a stunning reversal from a group known for its wariness of government intervention in the marketplace. The ongoing supply chain crisis will also get a focus this week. Today, Ag Secretary Vilsack and President Biden's port envoy, John Porcari, will be discussing the issue at a webinar sponsored by AgriPulse. Other speakers include Representative John Gramendi of California and Dusty Johnson of South Dakota. They're co-sponsors of the House-passed Oceans Shipping Reform Act, as well as Andrew Huang of the Port of Oakland and John Eisen of the American Trucking Association. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Kansas community is mourning the loss of a longtime basketball coach who died hours after coaching his last game. Ted Anderson coached the girls' team at Andale High School and taught middle school. An email from the district superintendent said Anderson died on Thursday night. He was 53. A Wichita man has been arrested on rape, sodomy, and other charges for allegedly sexually assaulting women in two separate incidents after giving them rides. Police say the incidents happened December 31st and January 22nd. The 40-year-old suspect was arrested Thursday. A 54-year-old woman told police she met the man on December 31st after she had requested a ride in his car. She said the man forced her to have sex and battered her. Police were called to a report of an assault on the night of January 22nd. A 63-year-old woman said she had been battered and sexually assaulted by the man who had given her a ride. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Around midnight Sunday morning, Wichita Police Department officers responded to a disturbance at the AMC Theater in the 3100 block of North Penstemon. Upon arrival, security at the theater informed officers that there were reports of someone with a weapon inside one of the theaters. Officials say one witness said he saw a man holding what was believed to be a firearm. This was later identified as an airsoft gun. Another victim reported getting into a physical altercation with the suspect The 15-year-old male suspect was found near the theater and was taken into custody. Two airsoft guns were found on him. He was booked into the Sedgwick County Juvenile Detention Facility for aggravated battery, simple battery, aggravated criminal threat, and resisting arrest. According to the Hutchinson Police, they received a call around 7:15 Saturday night regarding a person who had fallen out of a window at the Wiley Building, 100 North Main Street. Emergency services responded to the call and pronounced the person dead at the scene, according to HPD. The person has not yet been identified. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Three children have died after a home caught fire in a rural area of northern Nebraska. The fire broke out just after 3:30 a.m. on Saturday in the town of Pierce. Three people got out, but a 17-year-old, 15-year-old, and 12-year-old were unable to escape. Nebraska State's Fire Marshal Agency Chief Investigator Adam Mansner says in a news release that they were pronounced dead at the scene. Their names were not released. Two people were uninjured. One person was treated at a hospital and released. Mansner says the fire was accidental and caused by a wood-burning stove. Investigators say they do not suspect foul play after two people were found dead in a home in southeastern Nebraska. Pawnee County deputies on a welfare check found the bodies of 55-year-old Dirk Dobrovolny and 86-year-old Isla Dobrovolny on Wednesday. A postal worker had requested the welfare check after noticing that mail hadn't been retrieved in several weeks. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum Service, Maximum Value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes submitted her resignation effective April 1st to Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting. She served as county health nurse the past 20 years. The board will seek the assistance of HR partners in creating an advertisement looking for a health department administrator as well as an additional registered nurse. Also at last week's meeting, April Todd with Pony Express Partnership for Children met to give an update on services they offer. Pepsi provides a variety of assistance, including housing, utility, supplies, and etc. They're in the process of opening an alternate hours child care center for second and third shift workers, focusing on the hours 1:30 p.m. to 11:30. Washington County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business last week and heard a request from Russ Behrens of Hanover for consideration of including a new commercial building he's putting up in Hanover on the neighborhood revitalization program. That would allow 10 years reduced property taxes. He was reminded application must be made prior to construction beginning, which was not done. Noxious weed. Further conversation regarding chemical sales direct versus vouchers for residents. It was noted most sales are small amounts. Larger purchases were generally less expensive through private vendors, so no changes were recommended. Nemahal County Commissioners met briefly in a special session last Wednesday and approved a request from the County Health Department to hire a temporary assistant on an as-needed basis. Anna Knapp will assist with those testing positive for COVID. 82 active cases with three hospitalizations were noted in Nemaha Hall County last week, as well as four recent deaths related to COVID, bringing the total fatalities to 61 these past 2 years. With a recent surge in cases, Kansas Department of Health and Environment has directed contact tracing responsibilities to individuals involved as of February 1st. Last Monday's Nemaha Hall County Commissioners meeting was mostly routine business. A Marysville family was involved in an automobile accident in Oklahoma a week ago, Sunday, January 23rd. Juan and Laura Montero, who own and operate the El Ranchero Mexican restaurant in Marysville, as well as their three children and a niece, were injured when a vehicle driving the wrong way entered their lane and struck their SUV. Juan Montero, his oldest son, and youngest daughter reportedly suffered serious injury, while Laura Montero, their oldest daughter, and a niece were treated for minor injuries and were released. A GoFundMe account has been established for the family toward medical expenses. Contributions may also be left at First Commerce Bank in Marysville. Frank L. Cookus Jr., age 77, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Celebration of life service will be held at a later date, with the Laughlin Nova Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Frank Cookus Jr.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. After a slight cool down throughout yesterday, we will warm up quite nicely throughout the day today, before another upper-level low-pressure system moves through over Tuesday night. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and upper 50s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid-60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s to upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s to lower 60s throughout Missouri. Conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny throughout the region. Temperatures will remain extremely mild in the overnight hours, with lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 20s throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s to lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the mid-30s to mid-40s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will start to shift as we head into Tuesday and stay chilly throughout Wednesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 41, record high 72, the average low 19, and the record low 12 below. Sunrise this morning, 7:35. Sunset this evening at 5:46.
What's the only food in the world that doesn't spoil? Here's a clue. It's not Twinkies. The answer is next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 31st, the 31st day of the year. Baseball greats Jackie Robinson and Ernie Banks were born on this day, and America's first space satellite, the Explorer 1, was launched in 1958. For centuries, honey has been used in folk medicine for treating wounds and preventing infection. Now, modern medicine is confirming there just might be something to that. Researchers have found that honey has natural and antibacterial properties, promotes tissue regeneration, and reduces scarring. On top of that, evidence is beginning to show that honey helps digestive disorders, it's beneficial for diabetics, and it can even improve certain eye disorders. And here's another amazing honey fact. It's the only food that doesn't spoil. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Cure Quality Furniture says thank you to all the coaches, parents, and fans of the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's. With their support, the athletes are sure to succeed in everything they do. From your fans at Cure Quality Furniture in Beatrice, When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Shear. Financing available. The Rail will be cheering loudly and proudly for the Beatrice Orangemen winter sports teams. The hard work and dedication these students strive for is inspiring. Do your best and beat the rest, Orangemen. Good luck from your friends and fans at the Rail and Beatrice. Always proud to support all of the student athletes. FNIC, formerly Penner Insurance, proudly supports the Beatrice Orangemen fall sports teams. The community admires the Orangemen's dedication, skill, and sportsmanship, and knows the teams will bring home the victories. Good luck. FNIC, formerly Penner Insurance in Beatrice. Our name has changed, but our values haven't.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs had 13 seconds they'd rather forget late in the first half against the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC title game. Kansas City had the ball on the Bengals 5 with 13 seconds left, but failed to score. That opened the door for the Bengals to rally in the second half and win 27-24 in overtime. 13 seconds was how long it took the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes to get Kansas City into field goal range at the end of regulation the previous week in a thrilling divisional round win over Buffalo. The Chiefs did win the coin toss again in overtime this time, but Mahomes was intercepted on Kansas City's first possession in overtime. The Bengals will now take on the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl. Jalen Cook made three foul shots with 6 seconds remaining to lift Tulane to a 67-66 win over Wichita State on Saturday. The Shockers had led by as many as 13 in the second half. The Shockers are now 1-5 in conference play. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Kellen Brooks scored 27 points as number 12 Kentucky manhandled number 5 Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday, 80-62. The Wildcats grabbed a big halftime lead at Allen Fieldhouse and cruised to improve to 24-10 all-time in the series. Kansas had won 4 of the past 5 coming in. The 18-point loss is the second-worst home loss for KU in the Bill Self era. Kansas, who is now 17-3 overall, 6-2 in the Big 12, will next hit the road to play number 23 Iowa State on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. The game is set to be shown on ESPN. Deshaun Ruffin scored 13 of his 17 in the second half, and Ole Miss defeated Kansas State 67-56 as part of Saturday's Big 12 SEC Challenge. Nigel Pack scored 18 points, making 6 of K-State's 11 three-pointers, and had 7 assists. Kansas State is home again against Oklahoma State in a Big 12 game on Wednesday. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs finished 7th in the MAC Classic at McPherson. Marysville over Wichita Northwest Saturday, 58-39. Clearwater took Manhattan for 5th place. Shawnee Mission South won the consolation over McPherson. And Shawnee Mission Northwest beat Olathe South in the championship. Marysville Boys fell to Nema Hall Central Friday, 68-44. Smoky Valley beat Clay Setter Boys, Holton over Chapman. Wamego down Rock Creek and Abilene took TMP. In our Friday feature game, Hanover Boys beat Centralia 65-24. Troy over Washington County 64-34. Wetmore beat Valley Heights 48-35. Frankfort Boys over Clifton Clyde 48-35. Riverside beat Axtell 46-32. And Onega took Lynn 53-29. In girls' scores, Centralia girls took Hanover 53-49, Valley Heights over Wetmore 61-23. Frankfort fell to Clifton Clyde 34-29. Washington County over Troy in overtime 40-33. Riverside beat Axtell 49-29 and Lynn took Onega 56-34. Smoky Valley girls defeated Clay Center. Holton took Chapman. Wamego over Rock Creek and TMP beat Abilene. Tuesday night tip-off, Riley County at Marysville, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks live on FM 95.5.
It was a 1-1 split between the Hanover Wildcats and the Centralia Panthers on the girls' side. The Centralia Panthers lead the Hanover Wildcats 53-49. It was a close matchup. Neither side owned beaters with 18 points on the side of the Panthers, but it was Abby Plenty's last three free throws that was able to ice the game for Centralia as they finished 53-49. Also, Keegan Atkins with 10 points fouling out on the side of the Wildcats. Then on the boys' action, it was an absolute manslaughter. The Hanover Wildcats defeated the TBL champion Centralia Panthers 65-24. Behind 19 points from Evan Juniman, 3-for-4 from the free throw line, had a 2 3-pointers as well to go with this game. And then Chase Bruno with 16 off the bench, not missing a single point. He was electric tonight in the big victory on the side of Centralia, 7 from Heineke, and then 3 from Evan McNally. We'll do it here tonight from KNDY Radio. I'm Paxton Gordon.
A strong second half for Nemo Hall Central as they outpowered Marysville 68-44 in a boys' standalone tip-off on Friday. Marysville down 3 at the intermission, was back and forth in the first half, but it was a 19-4 third-quarter run that put Nemo Hall Central up by double digits to stay. Led in scoring by Curtis Beck with 22 points. His twin brother Marcus played with 4 fouls and managed 14. Wade Leonard strong on the free throw line late in the game in double figures with 10 as Central improves to 12-2 on the season. Jack Lauer had a strong first half, 22 points on the night, 17 of those before halftime. He was the only Bulldog in double figures as Marysville falls to 4-8. Nemo Hall Central 68, Marysville 44. Marysville boys back home hosting Riley County on Tuesday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Improve your plant's appearance and expand your houseplant collection by starting new plants from cane cuttings. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Diefenbachias, dracaenas, and Chinese evergreens often lose their lower leaves, resulting in long leafless stems topped with just a few leaves. Rejuvenate these plants by cutting the stem back to several inches above the soil surface. The remaining plant will sprout new growth. Then use the leafy tip to make a leaf stem cutting. Next, cut the leafless stem into 2-inch sections containing at least one bud or node, the point where a leaf was growing. Allow the cutting to dry for several hours. Root in a container filled with a well-drained potting mix. Lay the stem section on its side and cover about halfway, leaving the bud exposed. Place in a warm, bright location and keep the soil moist as you wait for new growth to appear. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Most cities don't renovate a Civil War fort that never fired a shot. Then again, one can make the case that because this fort never fired a shot, there was a city left to renovate it. Today we visit a place that was defiant on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It was called Fort Defiance. C. David Elliott helped unearth it and bring it back to life.
I was on the Cumberland River at the convergence of the Red River, and it was supposed to protect the city.
That city was Clarksville, Tennessee, a city in the crosshairs of General Ulysses Grant in February of 1862. But Mr. Elliott admits there is a good reason this fort was mostly forgotten.
It never fired a shot. They took forts north of Clarksville and then came across land. We just gave up. So Clarksville was mercifully saved physically because there was, never a shot fired here.
In fact, Northern troops reported the fort was deserted, with a white flag flying over it when they arrived. For most of the rest of the war, it was home to a small group of Union soldiers guarding the city.
They actually did occupy it, but they couldn't leave it to Fort Defiance. But that didn't sound right for the North, so during the rest of the Civil War, it had a different name.
That name was Fort Bruce, named for the man overseeing the earthworks. After the war, the place was abandoned and mostly forgotten. Some town residents knew it was there, but time, money, and resources were lacking to bring it back to life.
We had a judge here who actually had bought the property. He gave the property to the city if they would develop it.
Today, 4 acres of the bluff that once served as a home to both Union and Confederate soldiers has been renovated. A visitor center retells the story of a fort that never fired a shot. And because it never fired a shot, it was spared the wrath of Grant's Northern Army. Traveling the countryside, in Clarksville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNDY.
Landlords and tenants may wonder how to add specific conservation practices into leases. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The first step is for both parties to have an open discussion as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whether you're a landowner or you are renting land, addressing conservation measures can be a tricky subject. Draw up a farm lease that is tailored to the unique needs of each party and to the land itself. To be sustainable, it should address conservation ideas and concerns and ensure a profitable arrangement for both parties.
Charles Brown is a farm management specialist with Iowa State University Extension. He says tenants and landlords should sit down together and lay out the specifics of their goals, such as incorporating cover crops.
Who's going to pay for the seeding of the cover crops? The landlord, the tenant, are they going to share in costs? What kind of seed is going to be used? How it's going to be established? Is the landlord agreeable to maybe reduce the rent if the tenant agrees to use cover crops? It has to be more than a one-year lease. A five-year lease, what I'd like to see, but I think the longer the better, because when you start using cover crops, for example, this is a long-term situation, and every year you're going to see some improvements in your soil health.
Prioritize your concerns, make a checklist, and mark what everyone agrees on. Brown strongly recommends a written lease. It saves a lot of arguments down the road.
I think in that lease, it should be a clause that is farmed according to the conservation plan on file at the FSA office. It tells the landlord and the tenant how the farm should be farmed, whether or not they need to be using no-till, minimum till, you know, crop rotation, and so on. If it's not farmed according to those plans, they can be kicked out of the farm program payments.
To help get you started, there are farm leases available from extension offices and online. Learn more about incorporating conservation into farmland leases at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A congressional subcommittee gets an earful about food supply chain concentration. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at SIBOtechnologies.com/carbon.
The Antitrust, Commercial, and Administrative Law Subcommittee of the House Committee on the Judiciary is holding hearings on reviving competition. The latest dealt with economic concentration and America's food supply. One witness, Michael Needler Jr., runs Fresh Encounter, an independent chain of 100 grocery stores in Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and Florida. Needler spoke on behalf of the National Grocers Association.
America's food supply chain problems are a result of increasing concentration and unchecked firepower by a few dominant retail firms who force suppliers to discriminate against independent grocery channels. The result is a system that benefits a few at the expense of everyone else, including consumers, workers, independent retailers, and producers.
Needler says the pandemic drew attention to the issue.
The grocery power buyers have taken advantage of the pandemic and supply chain disruptions to further entrench their dominance at the expense of smaller competitors like myself and producers.
Needler asked the government to step in.
It's time to dust off the tools, go to work to protect the free and fair market, to preserve the food supply chain and Americans' consumers.
Tomorrow, a poultry farmer's view on the subject. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
New year, new career. Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville as they look to make your year and their year 2022 the best year yet. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, maintenance, fabrication, and traveling service tech positions. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, plus paid holidays and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.55 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for information. Landall Company, Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
Ag News from the Good America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Farm Bureau will gather at the Young Farmers and Ranchers Leadership Conference that's set for February 25th to the 28th in Louisville, Kentucky. And the YF&R committee member Sally Turpin of Wisconsin says that the event brings together young volunteer leaders across the U.S. in the agricultural industry.
The Young Farmers and Ranchers Leadership Conference is a national-level Farm Bureau conference geared towards members from ages 18 to 35, bringing together people from across the country to share and grow together to build a stronger Farm Bureau.
She goes on to explain that what attendees could expect from the Leadership Conference for 2022.
The conference will feature engaging keynote speakers, including Dr. Delatoro McNeil, Braxton Nielsen, and President Zippy Duval, a variety of breakout sessions, tours, and evening events, including a Derby theme night at the Kentucky Derby Museum. Young farmers and ranchers should attend if they're looking for educational and networking opportunities with others from across the country. I know when I first attended a national-level conference, it was pretty neat to be hearing perspectives from across the nation and learning about different crops and different challenges that others face.
Turpin goes on to add that you can register for the event online to be able to attend no matter where you're coming from.
Registration ends at noon Eastern on February 4th, which is next Friday. Anybody interested in attending can go to the American Farm Bureau website and look under the events tab.
Again, you can find more information and to be able to register for the event online at fb.org/events for the 2022 Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference on February 25th through the 28th. That's set to take place in Louisville, Kentucky. The Farm Bureau did just wrap up previously their 2022 American Farm Bureau Convention. That was January 7th through the 12th as well. That was the 103rd American Farm Bureau Convention that was held in Atlanta, Georgia. The Farm Bureau also says they're working on upcoming events as well, including the Women's Leadership Conference here in a few months as well. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be. So we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station and AgView.net, input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station and AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Republicans on the House Ways and Means Committee coming to the defense of meat processors against the White House claims that they are partly responsible for inflation. The Republicans argue that meat packers are dealing with the same labor shortages and spikes in production costs that other sectors are. The lawmakers said in a fact check that attempting to pass the buck on inflation onto meat packers is dishonest and denies reality. Several Ways and Means Republicans are from cattle country, including Adrian Smith of Nebraska, Ron Estes of Kansas, and Jody Arrington of Texas. The GOP salvo comes as Democratic Chairman of the House Oversight Committee has demanded four major processors turn over records for their price increases. USDA reopening the general sign-up for the Conservation Reserve Program at the end of the month, a stated goal of reaching the acreage limit set by the 2018 Farm Bill. The program, capped at 25.5 million acres for fiscal year 2022, 27 million acres for 2023. There are right now 22.1 million acres currently enrolled, and contracts on 4 million acres of those scheduled to expire at the end of September. An additional 2 million acres expire in 2023. Meanwhile, as commodity prices remain relatively high levels, making tough decisions for many landowners to take some acreage out of production. CRP ticked up in 2021 thanks to some new incentives that helped USDA sign up 4.6 million acres, but enrollment had declined every year since 2007. CRP, a key part of the Biden administration's plan to use agriculture to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The deadline for the general sign-up is coming up on March 11th. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Landlords and tenants may wonder how to add specific conservation practices into leases. The first step is to have an open discussion on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Agoro Carbon Alliance offers farmers and ranchers across the U.S. a new revenue stream guaranteed for 10 years with upfront payments for simple practice changes like implementing no-till, cover crops, and grazing management. Providing local on-the-ground agronomic support backed by a national team of carbon farming experts. Start your carbon cropping journey today at agorocarbonalliance.com.
Landowner or you are renting land, addressing conservation measures can be a tricky subject. Draw up a farm lease that is tailored to the unique needs of each party and to the land itself. To be sustainable, it should address conservation ideas and concerns and ensure a profitable arrangement for both parties. Charles Brown is a farm management specialist with Iowa State University Extension. He says tenants and landlords should sit down together and lay out the specifics of their goals, such as incorporating cover crops.
Who's going to pay for the seeding of the cover crops? The landlord, the tenant, are they going to share in costs? What kind of seed is going to be used? How it's going to be established? Is the landlord agreeable to maybe reduce the rent if the tenant agrees to use cover crops? Has to be more than a one-year lease. A five-year lease, what I'd like to see, but I think the longer the better, because when you start using cover crops, for example, this is a long-term situation, and every year you're going to see some improvements in your soil health.
Prioritize your concerns, make a checklist, and mark what everyone agrees on. Brown strongly recommends a written lease. It saves a lot of arguments down the road.
I think in that lease, it should be a clause that is farmed according to the conservation plan on file at the FSA office. It tells the landlord and the tenant how the farm should be farmed, whether or not they need to be using no-till, minimum till, you know, crop rotation, and so on. If it's not farmed according to those plans, they can be kicked out of the farm program.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farm leases and conservation at agriculture.com.
New Chevy trucks in stock at the Nordis Motor Company include a 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive. It's the LT package. And a 2022 2500 HD Silverado LTZ, the C71 package. It's a Duramax crew cab. And awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Still kind of mixed on the board. Corn and wheat struggling a little bit. Soybeans are up a little bit as we go through the day. Livestock still seeing a lot of decent numbers on the board. March corn is down 10 and 3 quarter cents at 625 and a quarter. We have Kansas City wheat down by 21 and a quarter, sitting at 781 even a bushel. Soybeans, on the other hand, moving further into the green, up 20 cents right now for the March beans at 1490. The meal for March up $7.90 at 419.30. And the bean oil for March is down by 33 cents at 64.94. As we get closer to the wrap of the trading day today, oats still doing relatively well, seeing some decent gains. That's kind of continuation of what we saw from Friday, with March oats up by 16 and a quarter at 691 and three quarters. And we have the cotton up up by $3.51 right now at $127.27. Over in the canola, things are still slightly down right now. It's March canola down by $7.80 at $10.09.08. Still mostly higher numbers here for the livestock market, with cattle up and lean hogs higher. Live cattle for February up 95 cents at $139.65. The feeder cattle up $3.42 at $163.05. And lean hogs are in the green for February at 47 cents at 88.40, with the April up 85 cents at 95.77. But overall, not a bad day for the livestock market, especially. Grain still kind of mixed. We'll see what happens with the close here in just a little bit for the first day of trading. The U.S. dollar index today is a little bit lower and losing really the gains that we saw Thursday and Friday last week, with the March U.S. dollar index down by 61 cents right now at 96.65. We have 30-year bonds for March down just almost by a point, sitting at 155. And 10-year notes down slightly at 127 and 29. Stock market today, however, still mostly higher, with the Dow Jones up 217 points at 34,943. The S&P up by 55 points. The NASDAQ in the green by 330 at 14,101.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front. At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
New year, new career. Come join the team at Landall Company in Marysville as they look to make your year and their year 2022 the best year yet. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, maintenance, fabrication, and traveling service tech positions. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, plus paid holidays and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.55 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for information. Landall Company, Marysville. An equal opportunity employer.
You wanted.
hold you.
Legends of country music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.